Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you all the glory for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for that person hearing of this morning. Thank you, God, because through this word of life, you will bring life to every dead situation in his or her life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to people listening to us today that, Lord, every miracle they desire, you will start to grant unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Father, all those who are in captivity shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Father, all those with a satanic covenant, Father, it will be torn in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for divine help for everyone listening to us this morning. And those who are yet to be born again, that, Father, you will convert them from sinner to saints in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word, Father, Lord, bring blessings to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me welcome you to this program this morning. I want to thank God for all those who are hearing and communicating with us. I want to thank you for all those inquiries you have made. And I want to thank God also for those who came to our program last week, Friday. To God be the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the healing power of God. Thank God for the deliverance. Thank God for the miracles of God. God specializes in doing miracles. And I know you will have your own. All you have to do, you know, is we have a program on Friday morning at Christian Dominion Network Ministries by 10 o'clock. Every Friday morning, 10 o'clock, come and see what God is doing. Come and see the miracle power of God. Come and see how God is touching his own. He will do same to you as you make yourself available in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, I want to thank God, you know, for all of you, for all the good things you are saying concerning this program, for how you are encouraging us. I cherish you. I thank you so much. You know, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are continuing on divine turnaround. Don't forget, last week, we started with this topic, you know, divine turnaround, and I'm going to continue on this divine turn around part 2. Hallelujah. Divine turn around part 2. Now let's go again to the book of Psalm 126. I want us to read verse 1. Psalm 126, verse 1.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
Oh, when the Lord. So the Lord is about to do something in your life, in your family, in your business, in your marriage, in, you know, in every area of your life, God is about, because it's only God that can give you turn around you are looking for. Hallelujah. There is something you are trusting God for. There is something you are believing God for. You know, there's a turnaround, and that turnaround is coming right now. You are having that encounter this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, to turn means to move, you know, or to change one from one state to another. And when you hear divine turnaround, divine means God saying that the source of your turnaround comes from God. Just like what Simon says, I will look up unto the hills. From whence my help comes from? So, you know, that service depended on who now? On God. So the moment you depend upon God and you look unto God, it will show mercy upon you. But you know, when you are looking at man, you are depending on flesh, you are depending on satanic power, you can never receive, you know, turn around in your life. So, because when God turns you, it is your turn. When God turns you, it is your turn. And so shall be for you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me very, very well this morning that God is ready to turn every dead situation back to life in your life. Everything that is dead, every part of your body that is dead, even if you are having, you know, problem with your heart this morning, I am praying that God will give you a turnaround. You are having problem, you know, with your kidney this morning, I pray that God will give you a turnaround. You are having hypertension, you are having diabetes, you are having problem in your body, you are having problem in your eyes, I ask for you this morning that in any way that there's a dead thing in your life, I command life. I command life. I command life. I command life unto you. Whether you are in the hospital or you are at your home and you are sick, you know, I command life back to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you are saying amen, so it shall be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37, let's read verse number 4. Ezekiel 37, verse number 4.
Again he said unto me, prophesy upon this bone, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Can you see dry bone in your life? Every dry business, you know, your business is going down. You know, it is quenched, you know, no more life. Every life that is now, that is dry, spiritually dry. Some people cannot pray again. Some people, you know, spiritually they are down. Before, they are doing mighty things for the Lord. But today, they are down. I speak to you that let life come back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. People that you have been enjoying something before, you know, you have been enjoying good things before, but today, you know, things have changed to negative. I change it back to positive. Things that change to negative in your life, I change it back to positive in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Lord told Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to the dry bone. That is why this morning I am prophesying to every dry life, to every dry situation, to every dry business, to every dry womb. I command that womb that has been dry for years to carry baby in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not going to carry one baby. You will carry twins. You will carry triplets in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, God has power to turn death back to life. That was why he turned Lazarus back to life. In the book of John chapter number 11, you know, he spoke. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Bible says, and he that was dead, jack back to life. Oh, can you imagine that now? Why? Because turn around comes from God. Do you know that, you know, God is able to turn things around? You know, God, in that Luke chapter 7, you know, God told that woman, the widow of Nain, he said, look, you know, your cry has come to an end. Why? Because the woman just lost her only son, the only hope, the only thing that she depended upon. And when they have encounter with Jesus, oh, they turn back to life. Everything that is to die in your life, or that is dying, already dead, I speak life this morning. I speak life this morning. I speak life this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me. God is also able to turn every bad news to good news. Every bad news you have had, or every bad news you are about to hear, God is able, God is ready to turn them to good news in the name of Jesus Christ. That was what happened to Ezekiah. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, let's start to read from verse 1 to 5. 2 Kings, chapter 20, from verse 1 to 5.
In those days was Ezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiel wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Ezekiel, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, when, you know, Ezekiah saw Isaiah, you know what he was thinking? He thought Isaiah would just prophesy. He thought he has come to give him joy, to bring good news. But now, when Isaiah came, Isaiah spoke. You know, he said, put your house in order, for you shall die. Now, assuming you are the one that had that message, what will you see? Eh? How will you react? Now, Ezekiah reacted negatively. He said, no, I reject that. You know, he made appeal. Bible says if he turned his face to the wall, and there he was making appeal, God, don't you see I have walked faithfully, righteously before you? See, Lord, what I have done for you. You know, he was there pleading his case before the Lord, and he was able to change the mind of God. Wow. So prayers can change God's mind. Just like what happened in Nineveh, whereby God sent Jonah there that all of them would die. But because they repented and they prayed to God, God said they will not die again. Can you see now? So, you know, God is a God of second chance. If, you know, you have been told that you are going to die because of your sins, because of your lifestyle, you can ask God for forgiveness. You can ask God for repentance. You can ask God and say, please, have mercy upon me. And God is a God of mercy. He is able, he is ready even to have mercy upon your life. You know, and at the end of the day, what happened to Hezekiah? He didn't turn around. You know, we saw the table changing, turning around. You know, God now told Isaiah, go back. Don't go, you know, go back. Go and tell him the positive. Can you see now? What I have said before, I cancel it. Why? Because he appealed. Hallelujah. I love this story very much. You know, it's a wonderful story. You know, God is about to revert your story. That negative story, that negative prophecy that is holding you up, holding up your life, I reverse it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative prophecy that have been released over your life, over your children, over your business, over things that concern you, I revert it. I say I revert it. I say I revert it in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our Anointing Stroke Yoke Destruction Service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I give God the glory because I know that this word this morning is blessing your life. And I know that God is about to bless you, and he will surely bless you tomorrow. We are talking on divine turnaround. That's what we are talking this morning. Divine turnaround. Now, you know, God can turn every weeping to joy. You have cried enough. You have sorrow enough. This your problem, you know, wants to swallow you. It can't be. It cannot be. The time has come for your deliverer to come. The time has come for your savior to come. Bible have said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them in it all. So God is about to bring an end to those things that is causing you to cry, those things that is making you to wail, those things that when you think you feel downcast, God is able and he wants to visit you. I see God want to touch somebody this morning. I see God want to help somebody this morning. God say, weep not, weep not. You know, I was telling you of that widow, the widow of Nain. Now let's look at, you know, Luke chapter 7, and let us start to read from verse 11 to 16. Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 to 16.
And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and delivered him to his mother. And there came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people.
God will do something for you today. that will make people to know that it's your God. That will make people to tremble in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you see the story very well? This woman lost her husband. The devil killed her husband. Again, the devil came to kill, you know, her only son. Can you imagine that? The only hope, you know, the devil turned her hope hopeless. Oh, you will not experience this. I prophesy, you will not bury your children. It is hand that wash the leg. I've never seen leg washing the hand before. Leg cannot wash hand. Hand wash the leg. It is your children that will bury you. You will not bury your children. I speak to you this morning. So all those dreams you have been having, all those dreams that you are going to, that your children are dying, that you are burying them, that is a negative news. I cancel that. Every negative dreams you have been having up till now, by the power of the anointing upon my life, I cancel all those dreams this morning. By the power of the anointing, all those negative dreams, you know, that, you know, the devil has been releasing to you, they will not stand. They will not come to pass. I said they will not stand. They will not come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this woman, Bible call her the widow of Nain. You know, and you know, terrible things have been happening to this woman. This woman has been burying and burying. All the time it has been burial ceremony. I don't know. Are you from that family that every year, every time people are dying, young people are dying? In the name of Jesus, I stop every activity, every covenant with death, every covenant with death in your family. This morning, I come against them. This morning, I stop them. I say, all this death, enough is enough. I pronounce that the power that is killing people in your family, let that power slaughter the strong man and the strong woman. The evil covenant, the evil power responsible for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, they have killed your brothers. They have killed your sisters. They are looking for you. They will not get you. I said they will not get you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this woman, she was weeping. What caused her weeping? Because she lost her son. What have you lost? Have you lost something this year? Huh? God will replace them. What have you lost? Have you lost your job? Have you lost, you know, your child? What have you lost? You know, oh, I want you to know that God is on the throne for you. Don't worry, just keep closer to God. You know, it will restore back everything the devil have stolen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. One thing I know is this: God knows about your situation. God knows you very well. You know what he said in the book of Revelation? He said, I know you, I know your name, and I know where you dwell it. You know, he knows everything. And that is why you need to be close to God. That's why I've been telling you all the first step you need to do is to give your life to Jesus. When Jesus is there, you know, he will help you. When Jesus is there, your life will not be scattered. So what happened at the end of the day? I would say Jesus saw her. Oh, Jesus located her. That is why, you know, this turnaround, God is locating you this morning. God is locating you. Bible says, and when the Lord saw her, verse 13, the Lord located her among the crowd of people who are weeping. And the Lord said, you will not weep again. You know, God now have compassion on her. Ooh, that's Jesus, you know. He's a God of compassion. You know, he has passion for people. He will put himself in your own shoe, and he will feel for you. Bible says, you know, he said to her, weep not. Stop weeping, woman. Woman, this is not of God. What has happened to you is of the devil. And I want to put an end to the work of the devil. You know, in John chapter 9, the disciples ask him, who sinned? This boy that is blind from the womb, is it the mother, or is it the father, or is it the boy? He said, you can nobody see, but for the work of God to be glorified. You know, I want you to know that your life will glorify God. Your situation will glorify God. What is happening over you right now shall be is converted to glorify the Lord. That people will come from the north, south, east, and west to rejoice, to glorify God on your behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Jesus Christ said, weep not. And all of you weeping this morning, I say, weep not. All of you that are in a state of, you know, you are downcast, all of that you have been bereaved, God is on the throne. He will help you. I make intercession for you this morning that the Lord that spoke to this woman that said, weep not, is also telling you, weep not. Probably you are having problems in your matrimonial. You want to pack out of the marriage. God is intervening in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know your situation this morning, but one thing I know is that God can see you where you are right now, and He can locate you. He's having compassion upon you, and He's saying that weep not. Why? He wants to give you a turnaround. No, Jesus Christ told him, weep not. And you know what happened next? He touched the brow, break the covenant of death, and He spoke. Oh, you know, Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, now, is there anything that God cannot do in your life? Is there something too big for God? You know what He said? He said, I am the Lord. Is there anything too big for me to do? Is there anything too big for God to do in your life? That is why you must cling to God. That is why you must romance with God. So what now happened? Jesus spoke. He that was dead, obey Him. The man jacked back to life. You know, this by the word. Can you see? There is power in the word. That is why you need to know this man. You need to know Jesus. You know, and a statement destroys every work of the devil. A word. I have seen around men of God speaking to the life of people. You know, and those words are working. I have seen men of God speaking life, speaking goodness, speaking power. And I saw life changing. That is why you must know Jesus. That is why you must enjoy this benefit. That is why we have been telling you Christianity is not a religion. It is a way of life. It is knowing Jesus, knowing heaven. Knowing Jesus, knowing God. Now, what now happened at last? The dead, Bible says in verse 15, everybody read verse 15, that Luke 7:15, yes.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
I wonder what you were speaking. That dead man. Probably was saying, what happened? What happened? Why was I dead? You know, the man will be shocked. Am I in the coffin like this? You know, oh my God. God inverted the situation. God overturned it. God turned it around. I see God doing that for you also in the name of Jesus. And also finally this morning, God can change darkness to light. All of you that you are under darkness this morning, you are under the power of darkness. You are under, you know, the occultic power. God will arrest you. God will bring you out. All of you that you have evil covenant in your life, all of you that you are possessed, you know, all of you that you are hearing me this morning, that the devil has captured you, the devil has put you into captivity, God will arise for you. All of you that you are under nicotine power, that you do smoke, you do, you know, taking hot beer, you take marijuana, all of you that you are out there doing all these illicit things, you know, going after irrelevant things in life, I ask for your deliverance. All of you that you have lost hope in life, that you have loved beer in life, that you have lost the plan of God for yourself, that you are now walking after the flesh, I ask God to intervene in your life this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? You know, the lot of people have been coming to Jesus, you know, and coming to ministry, to our ministry. You know what happened now? They are under a power, a peculiar power. The devil is controlling their lives. You know, I don't know how far the devil will continue to control you. That is why you need Jesus. You know, I break every satanic influence over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. No, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 1. Now, let's read from verse 4 to 5. John 1, 4 to 5.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Wow. The light that is shining will kill every power of darkness in your life in Jesus' name. You know, some people, they are born with the covenant of darkness. You know, and that is why, you know, God wants to give you a turnaround. The greatest turnaround is salvation. When you receive Jesus into your life, when you drop all those lifestyles, When you drop all those satanic habits, when you drop all those lifestyle that does not glorify God, I can't be saying all those things on the air this morning, but one thing I want you to know is that for you to inherit eternal life, you must walk according to the word of God. You know, Bible says the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Oh my God. So, Bible now says in verse 9, everybody read verse 9, yeah.
That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world.
This light must lighten you. It must take away darkness in your life. It must take away darkness from you. You know, every darkness over your life must submit today, must give way in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for this word of life you have had this morning. I am sure you are blessed. Take time to pray. Take time to call upon me. But don't forget that tomorrow, in the church at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, it will be wonderful. For anywhere you are all over this town, just take a tithe to Ashero, and I know that when you get to church tomorrow, your life there will be a turnaround in your life. Thank you so much. I will see you again next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Faith Tract in magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family live and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashero, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.